thanks for joining us here at Everyone Has a Story. We're joined with one of my friends, Goff. He's been on the show many times, and we're glad to have him back. He's got a brand new video out, and he's here just to talk a little bit about that. So, Goff, my friend, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me back on the show, Nate.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We always have a great conversation, so I always look forward to having you on the show. So tell me just a little bit about your new video that you've released. What's the name of it?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we've got a brand new film out called The Melanie Holden Interview. So basically, about 4 years ago, we did 7 episodes of like a mock chat show kind of series. And with all the restrictions that have been happening, I had to sort of come up with a bit of a plan to, because I couldn't do, you know, any kind of big scale productions, need to tone it down a bit. And these chat shows are reasonably sure. straightforward to film. So I thought, well, why don't we revisit that format and go back and do episode 8, maybe an episode 9, and maybe even episode 10. So at the moment, we're just on episode 8. So yeah, we just released the Melanie Holden Interview, which is the 8th installment in our chat show, fake chat show series.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of the past fake interviews that you've had. What exactly were those, what were contained in those ones?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, what I do is I sort of get a type of celebrity. So for example, we've got Robbie Pockets, who's like a fake pop star. And then we've got Anne Handel, who's like a TV soap actress. And then we've got Joe Staines, who's a supermodel. And we've got one with a politician and one with a fake psychic. So I always try to get like a fake celebrity profession and then just make fun of that to the most extent that I possibly can. So that's pretty much the premise behind all of them. And the Melanie Holden Interview is a little bit different because I wanted to do something a little bit more obscure with this one. So it's a little bit, it starts off in that sort of fashion, but then takes a fairly severe left-hand turn.
Right. Well, I mean, it was interesting. Excuse me, got to get a drink there. It was interesting how you started off with the with a mother and daughter, and you kind of took that idea of usually the mother being a kind of a controlling individual. I mean, that's very stereotypical, and the daughter having to put up with that kind of nonsense. And you kind of turned that on its ear just a little bit, which I appreciated. It was pretty funny. The one thing that was kind of struck me was the green screen in the background that didn't have anything on it.
Oh, no, well, we were on a film set, so you know it's just on the lunch break of the film set. So you know that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was done on purpose. So yeah.
Okay. All right. And of course, since these two individuals were, you know, I guess, as they said, pretty boring, you cut to a cafe scene. And that's kind of, I don't know, it was interesting. So tell me just a little bit about your thought process when you come up with that whole scene there.
Well, yeah. So it actually is kind of funny in that I say in the film, well, I suppose I'll have to come up with something else. And that was the truth because kind of the joke with the child actress and the mother, that joke had sort of run its course. There was nowhere left really to go with that, and obviously it wasn't long enough for a full episode, so I genuinely did need to have to come up with something else. So I wanted to do something a little bit obscure, something that people probably wouldn't be expecting, a little bit more thoughtful. And so yeah, so we've sure. got 8 different scenes in the cafe, which essentially it's the same conversation but had different ways, so it's kind of like the same but different, to sort of point out that dependent on your attitude and the way you approach a situation and your circumstances, I guess, that, you know, a conversation can be had, you know, 100 different ways depending on a whole range of variables, I suppose, but mainly the way you approach it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was interesting, and I did appreciate the fact that at one point you throw in 2 completely different characters and kind of throw the whole thing for a loop. That was interesting. That was good.
Well, you know, they were stealing their scene, which is just not acceptable.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, so folks, let me just tell you, it is a very entertaining video. It's fun to watch. Like I said, there was an interesting part, at least for me. I was like, okay, what happened here? But maybe I just had to, you know, I got to be on the level of Goth. And maybe that was my problem right there.
No. I'm kind of glad that you had that reaction, because it's sort of, that's kind of really what I'm going for. I want people to sit there and go, wow, that was interesting. I might have to scratch my head and have a bit of a think about this, because as you know, Nate, my stuff's usually more of the the outrageous kind of variety. And so it was nice to do something a bit different that people probably aren't 100% expecting. So it was kind of nice to, you know, throw a bit of a curveball in there.
Well, and I did appreciate it. I mean, like you said, conversations can be had a multiple of different ways, and it could be the exact same conversation, but depending on, like you said, your attitude, the situation, who's actually talking, things can change. And so it was interesting to hear that same dialogue, really for the most part, but done in different ways with the different person or with a different attitude. So it was, as you said, it was thoughtful. And I will have to go back and watch the video again and maybe just take it in a couple of more times.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, because like I say, yeah, it's sort of the same but different. So it was really important when we filmed it. Like I had to rehearse Kale and Rebecca, who did a wonderful job. I had to rehearse them quite a lot because obviously they've got to be, you know, there's subtleties in how they deliver their lines to make it different, you know, because you can say the same sentence, but if you say it, you know, with more of a sarcastic tone, then it takes on a whole different meaning. So, you know, that's the kind of, that's the kind of vibe. So, yeah, so it always, and also the other thing too was that was important to me was to make sure that it wasn't always the guy being mean or the girl being mean, that it was sort of an equal distribution of being an asshole, basically.
Well, I think you distributed pretty evenly. That was good. No, I mean, it was good. So tell me, were you working on maybe something else before, you know, this whole virus thing hit?
Yeah. Or so was this before? Yeah, it came at a, well, see, yeah, so it's quite interesting, actually. So it came at a bad time because we were in the middle of pre-production on a film. And so we had to shut that down, obviously. And so I still had access to a recording studio, though. So Australia was in a pretty heavy lockdown for about 8 weeks. And so over that 8 weeks, I still had, like I say, access to a recording studio. So I went through all my files and I got out what I thought would work as audio downloads because Beernuts Productions also does some audio files. And so I went into the recording studio with some actors and we put down those audio tracks and put them up on the Beernuts Productions website. So I was able to sort of keep it going. And then once restrictions eased enough that we could film again, it still wasn't enough that we could sort of pick things back up. So like I said earlier, I was like, well, what can I do? And then I thought, well, we've got the chat show TV series. Why don't we just go with that? So, yeah, I was because you have to adapt. I mean, you got no choice. I can't just sit still and do nothing. So, yeah, I was lucky that, like I've told you before, you know, I make sure that I keep and save all of the work that I do. And so because of that, I had those audio tracks I was able to record down and put up on the website. And then the idea came to me to do a few more episodes of the chat show series. So that's what I've done. Because I honestly didn't think that after I finished that seventh episode of the chat show about 4 years ago, I'm like, right, that's done. I've squeezed every bit of funny I can out of that particular format. That's all I've got. But, you know, 4 years later, I revisited and I came up with a few new different characters I could talk to. So, yeah, it's funny how things like that can happen as well.
Right, for sure. So how are things going in Australia? Are things loosening up and will you be able to, you know, maybe go back to shooting more of what, you know, your normal videos or what?
Yeah, so like I say, we were on a heavy lockdown for about 8 weeks, but we didn't have it that bad to begin with. So it was pretty easy to sort of get rid of, if that makes sense. So
somebody needs to tell that to the United States. Anyway.
Yeah, I know you poor guys are getting it really, really bad. We see on the news, it's terrible. But so for about 8 weeks, we were under heavy lockdown. And then they've done stages. So like there's stage 1, 2, 3, and then normal. And so at the moment we're on stage 3. And so the next stage to go is back to normal. So there's still a few little restrictions here and there. But for the most part, you can sort of live your life. I mean, there's still no, what's an example I can give? I think there's like 100 people allowed in restaurants and there's like health clubs and stuff. Again, like 80 people to a gym and things like that. So, I mean, gyms rarely have 80 people in them anyway. So that's what I mean. So for the most part, it's back to normal. Like, I mean, there's still no, you know, you can't go out to concerts or to, like, movie theaters have opened again and stuff like that. But you can't go out to like concerts and like football stadiums, you can only have half capacity and all that sort of stuff. So there's still a few restrictions, but for the most part, we are back to normal, which is very, very good.
What about masks? You guys having to wear masks, or you guys got a big controversy about that at all?
No, because like I say, that it wasn't that bad to begin with. So, once it sort of got kind of bad, they put us all on a reasonably heavy lockdown. And so there was sort of no need to wear a mask because you're in your house. So I mean, it was optional. I mean, some people you'd walk around when you go to get groceries and stuff, and there were some folks that were, and that's fine, and some folks that weren't. That's cool as well. Because it wasn't big in the community, it wasn't a huge deal. So yeah.
Well, to me, it's weird because, again, it's the United States, and here we are in this atmosphere where a mask has become political. In fact, right now, the city that I live in, they're actually having their town hall meeting right now trying to decide whether or not they should make it mandatory for those of us living in the city to wear them out in public and whatnot. So I'm just like, whatever. It's mind-boggling to me that the United States has to be like a whiny little baby half the time. Can we just all get along? I don't know.
Well,
anyway.
I do agree with you. I mean, there's some things that politics need to be taken out of the equation, and just basic common sense should be put in the equation. You know, you just got to worry, forget about party lines and just go with what is, common sense. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, in my 46 years of existence, I never thought I'd see the day where a mask became something, political. It's just crazy.
I did see on Instagram, though, which I quite liked because I like Conan O'Brien. I find him very funny. And I think I could be wrong, so forgive me if I am, but I have a feeling that he's selling novelty face masks, like with funny phrases on them, because either he was doing it for real or it's just a segment and I misunderstood, because I was just flicking through Instagram, so I might have misunderstood. But if he is selling comedy novelty face masks, see, I could get behind wearing them any time of the day. Oh, so, yeah.
Sure. I could too. Yeah. I mean, you know what? And that's the thing is like, if we have to wear them, you know what? Might as well make a buck, right? That's the capitalist way. Yeah. Make a buck out.
Well, and make it do fun. What you can. You know, make it fun.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Why must everything be so serious and uptight? Why can't have a bit of fun once in a while? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how long has this new video of yours been out?
Yeah. So it only got released last week. So it's hot off the press. So yeah, it's on the TV page of the Beer Nuts Productions website, because I sort of classify it as the TV series. So, obviously we've got the movies up there, we've got the audio downloads, and we've got the TV section, which has all the now 8 episodes of the chat show. And hopefully there'll be an episode 9 and an episode 10 coming up in the next few months. So people need to stay tuned for those two as well.
Okay, so have you already started working on the scripts for those?
Yeah, the scripts are done. So we're in pre-production for episode 9, and then it depends on sales and all that sort of stuff to how quickly we can do episode 10. But yeah, they're written and ready to go. So yeah, so fingers crossed we can get them out reasonably quickly. So obviously, as always, everybody needs to jump on the Beer Nuts Productions website and get busy downloading.
Yeah. Do you recommend they start at the first one then of these TV series and moving up?
Yeah, well, we've also,
of course you do.
Yeah, of course. Well, we've also got a bundle package, so you can buy them all as a bundle package all in one go. So you can either watch them individually or you can download them as a big bundle package. So it's up to you guys really what you want to do. But if you watch one, watch the new one, the Melanie Holden interview, and if that tickles your funny bone, then you can have a look at the others. But of course, there's trailers and everything up there as well, so people can check out the trailers to see what they all what they're all about and what they all look like and all that sort of stuff as well. So yeah.
Well, that sounds great. So yeah, folks, go ahead and check out Beer Nut. What's the website again?
BeerNutsProductions.com. So you drink a beer, eat some nuts, and hopefully watch some humorous productions.
Sounds perfect. Thanks, Scott, for coming on the show. Truly appreciate it. Folks, go check out his website. He's got some fantastic material on there. If you like to laugh, especially with a little bit of just, what have I said in the past? I mean, it's got that hint of like cringe factor. I don't know how to say it, but it's great. It's not so much where you just want to shut it off. It's just enough where you kind of wince and you go, okay, that's funny. Well, that's the best way I know how to
do it. Like I said, I do like to sort of go towards the outrageous side of the spectrum. So, and look, like I've said to you earlier, I do enjoy pushing those boundaries. I like to sort of get as close to the line as I possibly can. I find that a fun thing to do.
Well, and I honestly, that's the best. That's where comedy happens, is right there in that line. So.
Yeah, well, it's I saw an interview once with George Carlin, the famous comedian, and he said something which I really liked. He said, I like taking people right to the line, then pushing them over, and them being pleased that I did. And I kind of dig that, you know? I like that sort of thing. So I kind of like to think of it the same way. I like taking people right to the line, then maybe just pushing them a little bit over, but then being pleased that I did push them over, you know? Because it's, yeah, so I dig that a lot.
Well, there you go. And folks, if you like that kind of humor, if you like to be pushed over the line and maybe over, go check out Goff's website, beernutsproductions.com. Is that correct?
Absolutely, my man.
Sweet, Goff. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Look forward to speaking to you when your next one comes out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, mate. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks. You betcha.